Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Yes, sir. We back here on another Friday episode. And listen, I'm having a hell of a week. We having some great episodes this week. Great content this week, triggering a lot of people. Your boy just hit 10K on TikTok. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, it's going up, man. A lot of people are seeing the message, respecting the message, and a lot of people resonate with us, you know. Because a lot of times when you fit, you feel like you're an outlier. You can't have people relate to you. But this is a community for everybody who's serious about their goals, serious about improvement, serious about getting better in all types of ways, not just fitness, man. So we're definitely thankful for that. And listen, man, before we get in the comments and I talk to the fam, before we start this episode, get these bitch-ass ninjas out of my comments. We got grown-ass men bitching because I'm telling y'all not to be built like some aunties. We got grown-ass men in the comments talking about, well, you don't know what women go through. That's why they can't lose weight. It's a whole lot of bitch-assetry up here. A lack of testosterone. It's getting crazy out here. Grown men. Man, y'all need to step it up, man. Y'all need to give a fuck about y'all appearance. Y'all need to give a fuck about y'all health. Give a fuck about y'all fitness. And stop simping. The simping ain't helping you. And the simping ain't pimping. And with all that being said, I need y'all to hit the like button. You probably wonder why I need to hit the like button for a ninja with a turquoise tank top on, with a red headphones that don't match, with some sunglasses that don't match. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. The funniest. We got the most haters. We got the demonetized and got the monetization back. Because we was talking about big backs. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang. You know I need y'all to hit the like button, man. So listen, with all that being said, let's get in these comments, talk to the fan, let's get this episode started. Live on a Friday. Hey, C-Marty, what's up, baby? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Live on a Friday. Hey, Lily, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What you know, Joe? What's up, Fit Fam? Let me say I appreciate y'all for real. I know we joke around and clown on big backs, but y'all help keep me accountable, and that's why we do it. That's why we do the show, man. Keeping y'all accountable. Runa, what's good? Diddy gets out. It's about to be over for Meek Mill. Oh, brother. Sterling, what's going on, Sterling? Live on a Friday. Hey, 10K. Appreciate you, Mike. Even if some of y'all won't say any names, love the BBWs.
What?
And we know who they are on this show. Congrats, 10K. Appreciate you. Live on a Friday. Hey, what up, Bethann? Because he's the coolest, coldest, dopest on a what? Friday. Steph, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Demonetization must have been Seth talking to Red Pill stuff. I'm not going to hold you, bro. When I got demonetized, I was definitely wilding. I was wilding, but I chilled out a lot. Kirsten 10K, appreciate you. Joe Thomas, what up? He said, hey, yo. Rune and Nico, okay, appreciate you. Rune and Nico dropping a bag today. Some coins were being demonetized that time. Appreciate you. Yeah, that was a crazy time. Seth had the FBI calling my phone. Yeah, Seth was tripping, man. Listen, with all that being said, let's get this episode started, man. We got... So, you know, sorry. We starting with the black woman. We going to get the black woman up out of here first.
I'm not going to say
we're gonna get them out of the way
race,
first.
What people...
So, lately, we've been exposing the excuses black women come up with for their lack of weight loss, their lack of activity, lack of accountability, all that shit. We have a new excuse.
What?
We have a new excuse.
What?
This woman says... black women can't exercise because they're not safe.
What?
Black women are not safe outside, so they can't exercise.
What?
If you don't believe me, let's check it out, because I'm about to show y'all right now that I just don't be making shit up. This is real shit.
When you comment on a black woman weight, make sure you mention we can't even take a simple walk outside without y'all trying to shoot us, kill us, harass us, traffic us. Hell, we can't even go to the damn grocery store without seeing... Why black women don't
want to... Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
What the hell did she just say?
And when you comment on a black woman weight, make sure you mention we can't even take a simple walk outside without y'all trying to shoot us, kill us, harass us, traffic us. Hell, we can't even go to the damn grocery store without seeing why black women don't want
to... Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Listen, we at an all-time high for excuses. Now, black women apparently aren't safe going outside to work out. But are these black women safe at the Beyonce concert? Are these black women safe at brunch? Are they safe at the hookah bar? Are they safe when it's time to go shake some ass? Are they safe when they outside with Pookie and Ray Ray? Because we know some of our black women fuck with drug dealers. And they fuck with scammers. So are they safe then? But now you ain't safe to go get up and work out. But you're safe eating that fried chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
You're safe ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You safe at the drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
And the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
You safe all these other times, but now when it's time to work out, it's too dangerous outside. but you playing dangerous games with your health. I'm tired of this shit. You could call me a coon. You could say I hate black women. You could say I hate my mama. I don't care. This is getting out of hand. And all these, a lot of these black women are out of hand. It's getting ridiculous out here, man. We don't have, hold up.
When you comment on the black woman weight, make sure you mention we can't even take a simple walk outside without y'all trying to shoot us.
First of all, this is disrespectful to black women because every black woman does not live in the trenches.
Nope.
There's plenty of black women overweight in the damn suburbs.
Nope.
There's plenty of black women overweight where white people is next door neighbors.
Nope.
So, first of all, you disrespecting the black race, making it seem like every damn neighborhood is the damn trap. That's disrespectful.
Kill us, harass us, traffic us. Hell, we can't even go to the damn grocery store without seeing why black women don't want.
What are you talking about? This woman cannot name more than one. She might know one that got trafficked. I guarantee she don't know more than that. She probably don't know one. She probably don't know any woman that's been harassed consistently. Maybe they've been harassed in their lifetime. But to be harassed consistently to the point where you talking about you can't go to the gym or go outside for a walk, straight cap.
Stop the cap.
We're not going for this shit. Y'all not about to take the most extreme things that can happen to you, and that's a reason why you won't work out. You could go outside and get a car accident, but you still going to drive to the hookah bar. You probably have a greater chance of getting in a car accident than you do someone kidnapping you on the way to the gym. It's women in the gym every day. It's black women in the gym every day. And 9 times out of 10, if you want to be technical, that shit going to happen to you at the club. It's going to happen to you at a kickback before that shit happens to you at the gym. How many times do you hear this? Let's do a comparison. How many times do you hear this shit happening outside with drunk people, people smoking, they high, they around big bag food, and some bullshit happens, opposed to it happening at the gym. Y'all better get the fuck out of here with that. We're not playing them games. And I hate to keep coming at my women, but I'm going to keep coming at y'all because this is some bullshit. And like I told y'all last episode or the episode before that, you know it's bad when black women are holding black women accountable.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Ain't no more, I'm a girl's girl, sisterhood, all that shit. That black women holding black women accountable. This shit getting crazy out here, man. And we sick of it. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. This shit getting crazy out here. Let's look at it again before we get in the comments.
When you comment on the black woman weight, make sure you mention we can't even take a simple walk outside without y'all trying to shoot us, kill us, harass us, traffic us. Hell, we can't even go to the damn grocery store without seeing why black women don't want.
She's just talking just to talk. Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
I think sisters lead the league in excuses. Not just with weight, but in general. Not. Uh-oh. Hey, KG. KG trying to get me demonetized. All facts, though. Matrix level dodging of accountability. Yeah, that's definitely Matrix level dodging.
What?
Happy Friday, everybody. Dark Magician, what's going on? She's right. A hell of a lot harder to kidnap fat women. They are safe at Wingstop. safe at Expectations and the Drag Brunch. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
They going to go to a drag brunch before they go to the gym. Oh, man, y'all trying to get me canceled, bro. Safe at the seafood boil. Oh, they going to go get that seafood boil. They going to get that motherfucker, but they won't blame it for the lack of weight loss. Things get sketchy outside when it's time to go work out. Yeah, right. Now it's just dangerous. And you wonder why you full heavyweight.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
We could talk about single mothers, but this is a fitness podcast. You got to chill. You got to chill, buddy. We're talking fitness, buddy. Relax. Marie Jean Baptiste with the sending the bag out. Appreciate you sending the bag out for your boy. Appreciate that. The only traffic she be in is Uber's the singles events.
Nope.
And then complain there's no ninjas there. Lily handing the bag out. Lily handing the bag out. Appreciate you. Congrats on 10K. Thank you. What is this new obsession with black women and our weight? How does this affect your life in any way? Marie Jean Baptiste. Let's have a talk about it. That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it. Well, the reason, number one, we date black women. We have black mothers, and we have black daughters. So we care about the black women. That's the number one reason we talk about it, because we care about y'all. The issue is related to health. It's related to health. We watching y'all health decline at young ages. That's number two. Number three, we date y'all. So we do have an attraction to y'all. It ain't nothing wrong with us asking black women to keep their bodies together when y'all worry about black men's pockets. Y'all quick to call a black ninja broke. So we gonna be quick to call a black woman overweight. It's all love at the end of the day. How does it affect our lives? I just told you. We family members. We date y'all. We live in the same neighborhoods with y'all. We around y'all every day. Most of my clientele is black women. So me specifically, that's like an extension of my family. So I absolutely care about y'all. I seen my mom go through a weight loss transformation. I seen what it did for her life. It's nothing, especially men that's in the gym. It ain't nothing wrong with us worrying about that. So you can tell us to shut up and you can tell us that we shouldn't.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Care about it, but hey, men are men, so we're gonna look at y'all. we're gonna judge y'all based off of y'all looks. Don't get mad at me. That's how God made us. And but yeah, that's what it is. Respectfully, I ain't, you know what I mean? I answered that question pretty mild, but we're gonna talk about it here. And guess what? We talk about everybody here. Black women, black men, white men, white women. We got some white women we're gonna talk about on the show today. We talk about everybody, Hispanic, Asian, we talk about everybody here. This is why we are cooked. Yeah, we're definitely cooked. She sounds insane. Marie, all because mortality is increased by obesity. Absolutely. Yep. And look at what's killing black women. What disease is killing black women the most? I believe it's heart disease, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong. But that's directly related to lifestyle. It's directly related to lifestyle. And so is type 2 diabetes. Essentially, our women are dying at an unnecessarily fast rate. Absolutely, man. And Marie Jean, you know, black women are 60% obesity. It might be 50%. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head. Somewhere in between there. That's a high percentage. Then y'all don't want us to get white girls. Okay, we keep it in the black community. And then y'all be mad when we telling y'all, no, y'all got to keep it together.
Nope.
Keep that body fat right. Unk about to turn into Umar with all these donations. Send the donations.
Beg your pardon?
They risked their life for mimosa at brunches. but it's safe at the hookah bar, safe at Burger King, safe at Wendy's, safe at home ordering DoorDash. Mike, make it make sense, man. Due to diseases caused by obesity, like heart failure, diabetes, and hypertension. Don't get me started. Damon, though. for us, Knight, he could probably do a Patreon for all the stuff he can't talk about. That's actually a great idea, Rona. That's actually a great idea. The only thing I'm mad about is, because I've heard other content creators have this, that then just go buy the Patreon, go in there, listen, and then just start acting like a bitch and telling all the information. And recording the shit. I can't care for someone if I don't encourage you to lose the weight. Exactly. Heart disease, diabetes. Watching loved ones be careless or die is traumatic as hell. Also, Marie Jean, we're also tired of people lying to big women, calling them beautiful, thick, juicy, and it's just not true. So what does that do? That creates a sense of inflation. I'm not trying to get on some red pill shit, but it creates a sense of inflation when it comes to dating, when it comes to the way they treat you, when it comes to all types of shit. They outside wearing shit that probably slim girls will wear, got their ass out. You feel me? Like, so it's an issue, and it needs to be talked about. And specifically, black men are scared to talk about it. So we talk about that shit now. Let me leave Marie alone. Let me be nice to Marie because she did send a super chat, but I'm just telling the truth. Big Spider and Building Marty, seeing you on the thumbnail holding that oxtail pizza with Michael Hawkins on the way to BBW pool party. Said we was on the way to swim thick. Sodium and bullets are the top two factors that kill us.
Ooh. Let him cook.
Facts, Spider. And even if you're blessed to live a long life while being fat, what will your quality of life be? I want to age well and remain active and not restricted. Absolutely. Dr. Marty taking donations to open up a Texas Toast University. Had a big girl sororities in the school. All right, man. With all that being said, let's keep this episode going. Hit the like button. Marie Jean, don't get mad at me. We got another black woman. But we're going to talk about other people today, too. We're going to talk about black men, too. But anyway, so we got this thing here, big back cops and big backs infiltrating important jobs. Where that requires safety, that people depend on for safety. Let's see what happens when you let big backs in there.
Big back activity.
Let's check out this big back and training to be a sheriff. And this shit is insane. This shit is insane. Where my video at? I can't find it. Maybe YouTube won't let me play it.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
brother,
hey, yo.
This guy
stinks. Hey, yo. Who is she protecting? What's going to happen when they call her for danger?
What?
She ain't saving nobody. She's not helping nobody.
What?
Don't they have a physical test? Don't they have a physical test for these jobs? What the fuck?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Don't they have a physical test for these jobs? Hey, bro, she's not stopping no crime. She's not stopping shit. How does she even make it to the taser test? Because if you make it to the taser test, that means you passed a couple rounds. That means you advanced. Somebody advanced you, bro. This is fucking crazy. Hey, man, we got to bring Shaman back. Because the amount of fat cops I see is reprehensible. We got to bring Shaman back. And all this body positivity has made people be okay with bringing fat everywhere. It's even in the NBA now with Zion Williamson fat ass. Even with the, I got to talk about that. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers has a rookie who's 450 pounds and can't lose no fucking weight. And they had to put him on the sideline. It's like Big Mac is infiltrating all these areas where people are not supposed to be out of shape. The people who are protecting, excuse me, protecting the public have to have a fitness standard. We see so many videos of cops running. They can't catch nobody. People out running the cops. The cops falling. Cops catching Charlie horses and shit. Cops getting body slammed and beat up. Then some other shit happens, which I'm not going to talk about because we're going to get shut down on YouTube. But it's getting crazy out here, man. We're going to look at it one more time and keep it going.
I'm sorry.
I'm out here.
Yeah, man, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And I'm killing y'all today, man. Make sure y'all hit the like
button.
Nah, that shit was actually crazy. I'm not gonna lie. When I saw that shit, I was actually laughing hard as hell. No, sir.
Nope.
Deep fried calories.
Why ain't no weight, boy?
Oh, Steph said, wait, what? She need to check her pants. I definitely will run. I know you lying. Nutty professor type shit. The army calls people like that waiver warriors. And I haven't talked about it yet, but I'm seeing a lot more fat people in the army too. And a few people in the army have even sent me videos like, yo, you got to talk about this shit. So we might have to do it again. There needs to be a new sound. Play it again. This is crazy. Play it again. Play it again. All right, bet. Play it again. Play it again.
I'm out
of here. I'm sorry.
I'm out of here.
Yo, I was hollering when that came on. Those criminals might want to get arrested by her. If you know, you know. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Protect and serve those lemon pepper wings. Definitely make that a sound. Make it a sound? All right. Black men need to leave black women alone. We have enough haters. Marie Jean Baptiste, respectfully, I don't think you listen to anything I said. Marie Jean Baptiste, I don't think you listen to anything I said. Marie Jean Baptiste, I don't think you listen to anything I said. And I listen, I'm sorry. I gave you the whole breakdown, Marie, and I appreciate the super chat, by the way. I'm thankful for your super chat, so I'm going to talk to you nice. But I did the whole breakdown for you, and that's what you took from the whole breakdown, Marie? Come on now. Come on, sister. I know you smarter than that, sister. Come on, Marie Jane. Come on now. It should have been an elephant sound. Ayo. This is why people got to make sure they know how to be on their own first line of defense. She ain't stopping a nosebleed. Big facts. Brown Baldy was talking about that today. I'm not going to hell because of y'all today. Ayo. All right. Hey, Mike, good luck tomorrow. Do your thing. Appreciate you, Mike. Beth Ann Brown laughing. Why that ninja run away? Maybe her farts will stop a criminal in their tracks. You're crazy. You're crazy. 400 pounds, bro, would do better in football, man. Daniel Shannon, what up? I got my earbuds in. Why was it so loud? Sorry, Monique. Sorry. Marie Jean Baptiste, I think you should drop 500 in Super Chat. Your message will last longer. Big Academic, she catching calories, not crooks. Most black men would approach her, like Kevin Samuels. Y'all like to pretend being skinny is a standard in the black community. Marie Jean Baptiste. See, look, man. See, I be trying not to get off track. We got a show to do. Marie Jean Baptiste. Just because black men will approach her doesn't mean it's okay. Just because black men will approach her doesn't mean it's good for her health.
Nope.
Just because black men approach her does not mean those are quality black men.
Nope.
And we don't preach being skinny. We preach being fit. Fit means muscular strength, and it means cardiovascular endurance. Where that could be muscle endurance, that could be VO2 max. That's what we preach here, and we preach nutrition. That's what we preach here. We don't preach skinny. Skinny and fit are not the same thing. So I think before you come in critiquing, I think you need to understand the message, maybe watch a little bit more episodes, because you misinformed right now. You're making a lot of assumptions that just ain't true. And I gave you the breakdown and you ain't listened to it. Now, I appreciate the super chats, but you ain't listened to nothing I said, respectfully. The men could barely lower her down. Facts. Chris, you bringing tasers to the training sessions. Shit, I need to. She protecting them wrap snacks, potato wedges, and buffalo wings. That ain't a cop. That's Eddie Murphy in a bodysuit. Might as well write 500. Facts. What's to hate? There's nothing. I promise you. I promise you, Marine, we're not hating on fat women. I don't wish I was a fat woman. I God is watching me. God is my witness. I don't wish I was a fat woman. I don't. No one is saying you need to be skinny. We just saying in shape. Marie, just because they smashed doesn't mean they will want a ring, put a ring on that finger, or if they did, they may not be of high value category. Yep. Fit? Nope.
Nope.
Most would approach the shameless black men would. Yeah, exactly. I think Marie loves the drama. Yeah, people try to get a reaction out of me. It's cool. I'm gonna have to ignore it because we got a show to do. That's definitely the standard for the military as well. This is a fitness podcast, not a skinny ninja podcast. Exactly. I think there's a guy trolling in the chat pretending to be Marie Baptiste. It could be a guy. Marie, I cannot hear you. You need to add more money. Yeah. Yeah, we ain't responding to Marie no more. It's clearly a troll. But sometimes I just got to address it just in case it's not a troll, you know, because we, never mind. Yeah, sometimes it ain't. Tell Spider-Mo his big back bend and roll baddies caused a recent earthquake. Y'all wild. Eat right, look good, feel better. Marie is the big girl that skinny shames. Exactly. The military and law enforcement care more about beards and razor bumps versus being in shape to perform the job. Man, crazy. See, Marty, I'm not the villain. You ain't the villain no more, Tampa Nigerian Queen. I would have had the sheriff on roster back in the day. And the big joints paying Bama's bills. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Okay. All right, let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all today, man. All right, we got this whole situation where Trump is... putting an executive order in or a bill in to ban soda and candy from EBT and food stamps, I believe. So let's check it out, man. We're going to talk about it a little bit.
Alert. The Trump administration is facing backlash on social media because they're trying to ban soda and candy from being purchased with food stamps. Not on scroll, because this is where I get mad. See y'all saying how y'all supposed to feed y'all kids now? You only feed your kids soda and candy? Do y'all not know how to cook? Y'all not struggling for real. Because women...
So the dilemma with this is a lot of people are mad.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Trump doing this, mind you, we have a sugar problem. Sugar is something people get addicted to. People are addicted to sugar. Sugar is one of the main reasons why we have fat kids. It's one of the main reasons driving the obesity in these neighborhoods, underprivileged neighborhoods, whatever y'all call them. Sugar is one of the main reasons for that. And we saw the EBT video 2 days ago where the girl was just stacking her card up with things full of sugar and these processed foods. So maybe if you can only get certain foods with it, maybe we'll be healthier. Maybe there will be less obesity.
When my dudes was making that rice, that sauce pine tea, that shit would be in the fridge for days. We eat that old rice and beans every single day. That's all that was in that fridge. Y'all talking about how y'all gonna feed y'all.
People don't even cook for their kids no more.
Chef Boyardee, canned chicken noodle soup. We being for real?
This starts 2026, and you can literally see the list
majority of what they're banning is just soda and candy. Someone said they should.
Why are people mad? Why do they need soda and candy so bad?
To make healthier food options cheaper. That is a fact. I 100% agree with that. Healthier food options should be cheaper. Then there's those that saying that this is a form of control to stop us from doing what we want to do. If you're only feeding your child soda and candy with the occasional chips, you are not a fit parent. Learn to cook. And this is the percentage of people that's on food stamps. For those that want to argue about race and all that extra.
Yep, it's black people and white people on that shit. Now, we know Big Backs is big business, and that's part of the reason. See, I'm not going to go too far today. I'm not going to go too far. We know Big Backs is big business. That's part of the reason why people don't like Trump, because he's fucking their money up with this. Just facts. I'm not on here caping for Trump. I'm just speaking the truth. That's part of the reason a lot of people don't like him, because he's trying to change a lot of things. But what is best for our country? I'm not saying you have to like Trump. I'm not saying you have to like the Democrat side either. What's best for our country, right? What's killing us? What's holding us back? Are these out of shape, obese people? Is it affecting their mindsets? Because you get on YouTube every day, you get on social media every day, we see people in these neighborhoods, black and white, doing the wildest things. If they were maybe fitter, if they were healthier, had a clearer mind, more mental clarity, would they be doing these things? The answer is probably no. They probably wouldn't be getting in these fights at the Popeyes drive-thru. I got a video on that coming soon.
Nope.
Heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certain types of cancers. A lot of things come from the stuff that we eat, the stuff that we put in our bodies, sugar. So yeah, we might need to get rid of it. We might need to get it the fuck out of here. And I don't care if you hate Trump. I don't care if you dislike Trump. But you gotta respect that. You gotta respect that, man. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know I gotta go, man. And guess what? If Biden did it, I feel the same way. If Kamala did it, I feel the same way. If George Bush did it, I feel the same way. If Obama did it, I feel the same way. So let's keep it 100, y'all. Let's keep it 100, man. Where we at, these comments? But Trump big as hell. I mean, well, Trump's not big as hell, but I don't think Trump is in shape, but who the fuck cares about Trump? Trump is 80 years old. He got another 10, 15 years. Who cares? Let's be concerned about these little fat ass kids running around that got a chance to extend their lifespan. Let's worry about these parents that can extend their lifespan. Who cares about Trump not being in shape? I promise you. I don't give a fuck if Trump works out or not. I don't care if any of them presidents work out. Big facts. Sugar the foodstuffs user is like, whoa. Sugar the foodstuffs user is like gooning. What are you talking about, bro? I'm very liberal. I believe poor people should get stamps. Why do you have to eat BS on the taxpayer's dime? That's what I'm saying. Protein, fruits, veggies. Want junk? Buy with your own fucking money. Exactly. That it, you. It don't matter if you're a liberal or conservative. That's just a fucking fact. Like, it is a fact, bruh. And it's okay to be liberal and agree with this thing with Trump on this one, right? I'm not a fan of just sitting here believing because I didn't vote for that person. Everything they do is wrong. Like, no, you got to be able to step back and look at like what's right, what's wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. That shit don't make you hate. It don't mean you hate black people because you think people should buy soda and candy with their own money. I'm not for treating poor people like children and taking away autonomy. Ban these foods nationwide if they're so bad. I wouldn't say ban them nationwide. That's probably not going to happen because they getting tax money from these businesses, so they're not going to ban them nationwide. they not gonna fuck the bag up, but there are some things they can do to make America healthier. But again, like I said, it's all about money in this country, so there is a conflict there. Tampa, Nigerian Queen, Trump didn't say you can't buy candy and soda. He just said it won't be on taxpayers' dollars. And I agree with that. This is my thing. This is my thing. And this is not MAGA talk. This is facts. Look at your check at your job. Look how much money is taken out. And add that shit up for a year. Think about that shit going to EBT and then just buying shit to just get fatter with your dollars.
Belly, belly.
So just think about that shit. That shit should piss you off. Feeding your kids junk and trash will keep you in the hospitals or grave. Yep. It's messing with their munchies after they smoke and drink. It's not really about the kids. Facts. We need sugar, but that processed stuff, hell no. He need to get rid of that Coke button. People just think emotional with no logic. They hate anything Trump say or do because it's Trump. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. And I'm not a fan of it on the other side too. Like, you hate anything the other one does. As long if it does, it has to make sense. But if you just hate something just because you hate the person, I'm not a fan of that. My coworker has a kid that's scary overweight. All they eat is crap. She's always bringing up junk food and all these big back convos. Man, I was talking about addiction. Just came out wrong. Okay, yeah, that didn't sound right. It's their money, man. They can do as they please. The government will not ban soda and chips. I don't think the government should ban soda and chips at all. I don't think that at all. Respect people's free will. Yeah, I'm not saying they should get rid of it at all. But I'm just, you know, taxpayers' dollars. It's not fair. That's not fair, bro. These people be having thousands of dollars in EBT just buying all this fucking trash. And it goes deeper than that, but it's a fitness podcast, so I ain't going to get into it. But I'm still killing y'all today. Let's hit the like button. Let's keep it going, man. All right, we got this lady here basically tells us why she needs calories. It's a big back lady. Let's see why she needs calories. So I gotta take the glass off to read this. I probably shouldn't eat today. I'm already too big. Let's continue the video. Let's see what she says. Your brain needs 300 calories a day to think. So she's basically coming to excuses on why she big backing all these calories. Your lungs need 280 calories a day to breathe. We know you eat way more than 580 calories in a day just by looking at you. What we got next? You need 500 calories a day just to detox and do its job. So we're at 1,080 calories, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 1,080 calories. We know you eat more than that. What else we got? Your bones, my bad. Your bones need 13 calories a day to exist. So we're at 1,063. You burn around 100 calories a day just to be able to see. Okay, so we're at, we're taking away 100. We at 963. Where else we got? Your heart needs 400 calories a day to keep you alive. Okay, so we at 1363. All right. Your size doesn't erase your body's needs. You deserve to fuel your body no matter the body size.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is how lost our people are. You sit here and try to justify eating too many calories, eating in a caloric surplus. You put these calories on the screen. We did the math. It adds up to 1,363 calories. I might be wrong because I'm doing this on the spot on the podcast. If I got it wrong, somebody let me know. 1,363, we know you ain't eating that many a day. We know you're probably eating 4X that.
Nope.
But people are so, their mindset is already made up. Their mind is made up. They're supposed to be fat. They supposed to be big back.
Big back activity.
They already just think that, our body needs calories. No shit, your body needs calories. It doesn't need the amount of calories that you're eating. The amount that you're eating is too excessive. So y'all got to chill with this shit. We're exposing all the bullshit. It's simple math. You believe in math when it's time to get that paycheck. You believe in math when your business is doing well. But now you don't believe in math when it's time to add up them calories. You believe in math and all types of things. You believe in math when you're trying to add up how many ninjas you're talking to at one time. You believe in math when you're trying to add up how many chicks you talking to at one time. But now math don't work when it's calories. Make it make sense. We don't have time for that shit. I'm killing y'all today. Let's hit the like button and keep it going. Ridiculous. But it's not their money, it's our money. That bullshit comes out of my check every 2 weeks for them to essentially abuse their children. Both terrible food. Bro, that's like funding terrorism. Nah, facts. I agree with you, bro. That's what I would. That's all I was saying. Here we go with the detoxing, unk. If you don't take your fat ass over to Wegmans and grab some fruit and cottage cheese. Where'd she get her info from? Hey, jackass, get active. That shit might apply to active folks, not you.
Nope.
This woman is huge and talking complete nonsense. Are these alternative facts? I think she just made them up. But the point I'm trying to make is, even if she did make them up, it's straight bullshit.
Bullshit?
You that size because you eat?
Bullshit?
Facts. So basically, it gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
And her fupa baby.
Bitch, that become my fupa baby.
And her back, her big back ass needed 5,000 calories to make that vid.
Bitch, that become my fupa baby.
The diet doesn't work for her the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
She putting in the oil for real.
Put it in the oil.
Your body also needs exercise. Don't forget that shit. They don't want to hear that shit, though. Our body needs the nutrients in the foods. She didn't post herself devouring that Burger King and Wendy's between takes.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
The math and diet don't work for her. But those foods barely have any essential nutrients, Mark Rose. Man, your money is going to... All right, Hampton. You got to chill. It's a fitness podcast. The juice getting all your money regardless, foreign and domestic. Hampton, you got to chill. We not getting political on here, Hampton. Keeping it fitness. Go to Myron Gaines podcast. Go to Fresh and Fit podcast and do that. We not doing that here, Hampton. This is a fitness podcast. She been actively ordering a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Hey, Hampton, you got to chill. But anyway, I'm killing y'all. Let's keep it going, man. Yeah, bro. I get demonetized again. I'm out of here.
Break free, you're out.
I'm out of here, buddy. Yeah, I'm out of here, bro. You got to chill, bro. Hampton want to talk about big juice running the world. Hampton got to chill, man. All right, let's keep it going, man. We got real quick, black people at church. And this is a church I would not go to. I think we need to be in church. This is just my opinion. I think we need to be listening to people with discipline, people who are leaving the church and living the word in real life. And if you a big back
activity,
you're not living with discipline. So this is a church I ain't going to.
Why?
No, I'm good. I ain't gonna do that today. Not today. I'm gonna be good.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, man, I'm not here to act like I'm perfect. I'm not here to act like I'm perfect, but dumb people are not exercising any type of...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
discipline. They're not they're listening to their flesh by feeding in the big back cravings before and after church.
Big back activity.
And probably during church.
Big back activity.
That's not a church I'm going to. This is ridiculous. And I'm as I keep doing my content, I'm gonna do more stuff. I'm gonna talk more about how the Bible relates to fitness, and how we're supposed to take care of our body like a temple. And it even said Jesus was dragging the cross, and the cross was approximately 305 pounds. So Jesus was fit. I don't care. Don't want to hear anything else you got to say. It is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth. You know I gotta go. Let's keep this episode going. We not accepting that shit. Hampton finna have Homeland Security in his. Yeah, Hampton, you gotta chill, bro. Sorry, man. It's all good. Hey, Hampton, I know you mean well. I know you ain't coming in here trolling, so you good. But hey, chill, bro. Hampton's trying to get Unk demonetized. I think bro a hater, Unk. I don't think Hampton a hater. I don't think Hampton's a hater. Hampton be on the show giving good comments, but Hampton is definitely serious about that topic, which I don't got a problem with. He know that fried chicken and mac in the basement. Hey, chill, Steph. I'm sorry, but I hollered. Sound the trumpet. All right, bet. I swear that'd be the only physical activity they do all week. And I ain't even going to get started on the church, but yeah, nah. That's the most movement they did all week. If your chest shake for Jesus, you ain't a man. Go home, bro. Yeah, boobs bouncing in the church. Give me 50 of them joints with a gallon of water, and they will be good in about 3 months. All that fetching, Stephen, and they still can't lose that weight. Man, listen, bro. I never understood all that jumping around. Black churches are a joke. That's what I'm saying. I ain't about to go into it today, but yeah, definitely. I got opinions on that too. He probably the first one in line at Big Back Eatery after service. If church folks really follow the Bible, maybe less people would be on this sick and shut endless. Okay, all right. Hey, don't forget he got beaten before that pulling that joint. Man, facts. Those church big backs getting their bi-weekly workouts. This isn't the Storm Kirk Franklin was singing about. Let's keep this episode going, man. Here goes Marie. Low-key inseparable to look at this video and only see bodies, not joy, community, just wait, sad. Well, Marie, what are we supposed to see in that video?
Big back activity.
This is a fitness podcast. We didn't just talk about bodies. We talked about why those bodies should not be the leaders at church.
Big back activity.
And what they should focus on after church, during church, and before church.
Big back activity.
We didn't just say bodies. You catch one little piece and then make that the whole subject, Marie. Come on, Marie. Come on, Marie. Come on now. Mark Rose. Anyway, man, let's keep it going. What we got next? We got this lady here. She's going to talk about why she can't lose weight. So she's on Caleb. What's his name? Caleb. I forgot his name. But Caleb, he's a finance guy. And he basically goes over your finances, shows you why you're broke, why you can't recover, what you need to cut out your life. And he's going to tell this woman what she needs to cut out. And she's going to explain to us why she can't lose weight. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man. And let's keep this episode going.
Oh, f*** me up some Denny's. Don't get me wrong.
I can tell. Yeah.
Okay, you're fatter than me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's either spending $500 on Ozempic. So do you want me to do that?
You just die like
What did she just say? Hold up.
I can tell, yeah.
Okay, you're fatter than me. Yeah.
So he says he could fuck up Denny's because I guess they were talking about fast food because this is a finance podcast. She made a slick little comment about him being fat.
Yeah, well, it's either spending $500 on Ozempic, so do you want me to do that?
Why is it that when it comes to people saying they won't lose weight, is they don't have the money for Ozempic? Why is that the number one option? Why is that the number one go-to? You know you drive past the gym every day. Why you think about Ozempic as the first
option? Just diet like I am. I'm down like 16 pounds.
I'm diagnosed with PCOS and a binge eating disorder, so.
PCOS, plenty of women in the gym with PCOS getting it done. PCOS is not a path to be big as hell. So we're going to cut that shit out. And your diet and habits play into your reaction to PCOS. Am I right or wrong, ladies? I've trained plenty of women with PCOS, so this it ain't. Let's talk about it. Am I right or wrong, ladies? Then a binge eating disorder. No, that's not a disorder. You just ordering too much damn cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And that was a bar. Binge eating is not a disorder. Stop eating all them fucking calories and then try to act like you can't help it. Oh, no, you can help it.
So you're saying you can't diet?
I mean, it's very hard.
It's hard for everyone.
Who said this shit is easy? Who said this shit is easy?
To lose weight.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that it isn't, but it is still hard to lose weight.
Okay, so diet at 45.
Hey, he cooked her, man. So because it's difficult to do, you just don't fucking do it. So because it's difficult to do, the alternative is to just be unhealthy. The alternative is to neglect your health completely. The alternative is to just not even try. Got it. Learn something new today, guys. This is the mindset of most people in America, and they cool with being fat. They're going to stay fat. And sometimes, believe it or not, I know this might sound crazy. A lot of times they want to be fat. They want to be fat. Your actions are showing you want to be fat. Your habits are showing you want to be fat. Your lack of sense of urgency is showing that you want to be fat. Your negligence of knowledge and criticism and coaching and the truth is showing that you want to be fat. And that's okay. And I understand we ain't going to help everybody, but we only here to help the people that want to be helped. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going. Where we at in these comments, man? I'm Haitian. You don't see that much fatness in Haiti. I know. You know better. This may not be the podcast for everybody. I'm not going to say what people, what kind. Listen.
I'm not going to say what race, listen. What people.
And Marie, I appreciate you joining the show. I really do. You agree with some things on the show. So you are, your time and your attention is valued here. But I think you got to tone it down a little bit and really try to receive the message. Receive the message that's going on here. And stop looking at the surface and getting emotional. Respectfully. Maybe use your money to get a trainer, gym membership, and try grocery shopping. Those Ozempic bodies look horrible. I'll keep my coins. Exactly. Caleb and Coach, when YouTube creators collide. We could definitely help with that, man. He could help the finance side when people say they can't afford a gym membership and a trainer. And I could just tell them why they need to be in the gym and why they need to be focusing on their health. That would be a good collab. He probably won't collab with me, though. I got to get my subscribers up. These folks don't love themselves. Nope. There are plenty of Haitian big backs. You think griot is healthy? Is that a Haitian food? You think 5 servings of rice, typically Haitian serving size, is healthy? Oh, brother. They having the Haitian wars in the comments. That double good burger with cheese and my I can't stop eating disorders got me the size. Man, listen. They want the quickest results with little effort. That shit is crazy. And it's so sad. People use diagnosis to define them. I don't even know what you was trying to say right there. Binge eating disorder. Are you fucking serious? Shut the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That's what they call it, man. Everything got a name for it nowadays. Bad behavior and poor decisions always has a name nowadays. had a conversation with myself on how Christians are more out of shape than other faiths, and also how black Christians don't take it seriously these days like everyone else. Man, Christians need a smack in the face, man. And it, don't get me started on Christianity. Not only are we the biggest backest race, but there's other reasons to show that it's a lot of fake-ass Christians out here. And other religions don't let shit slide like Christians do. That's a fact. Eating disorder and that order, lady, get the fuck out of here.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Binge eating is a clinical condition that medication exists for. That's like telling a drug addict, just stop doing coke. Doesn't work like that. Yeah, we don't subscribe to that here, Marie. Not when it comes to food. Not when it comes to food. Eating disorder, eating that order, eating all orders. I think that's the eating disorder.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
When the last time you had McDonald's? Probably, I ain't gonna lie, last year. I had some McDonald's last year. Not gonna hold you. All I saw was big toe and middle toe having a convo. whoa, y'all gotta chill. Nikki, what up? It's easy to get fat, but hard to live fat. It's hard to get healthy, but easy to stay healthy with discipline. Okay, Monique with the ball. All I heard was excuses too. Binge eating disorders is usually caused by traumatic experiences. That's valid. I can rock with that. I keep saying, look at Get Mo Fit. Mo has PCOS and fibroids and still got it done looking bomb as hell. And as not to put Mo on blast, it's all love, Mo, if you see this. Somebody that knows Mo personally, she deal with a lot more than that. She deals with a lot more than that. She don't even talk about it. So, yeah, I'm really not trying to hear that shit, bro. Binge eating is a sign of weakness. We not trying to hear that, sis. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Black men. Y'all make excuses, too, about being overweight. Talking about as long as you get your bag, you could be as fat as you want to. Who cares about your body? We care, fellas. This right here is absolutely ridiculous.
Somebody rate this on a fat scale for me. I know it might be a little fat, but how fat is it?
I'm just riding around eating a tomahawk steak in my front seat.
I mean, I tried to wait till I got home, but...
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, guys. If you are working out, building muscle, expending a lot of calories, and you want to eat a ribeye, perfectly fine. A lot of protein in there, amino acids, some forms of creatine in steak. It's a great post-workout protein. But if you a big back like this ninja,
big back activity,
you don't need to be eating no steak in the car.
Big back activity.
You need to be driving to the gym in the car. You need to be driving to the grocery store in the car. You need to be trying to not drive the car and walk past some cars. You don't need to be eating steak in a car. What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? That's ridiculous. Then they tell you it was genetics that got passed down to them. We ain't got time for that, man. Fellas got to tighten up. And I've look at my Instagram today. I put a post up about the fellas. Shout out to Genesis. Though I reacted to the one that she made about men having poppable bellies. It's literally men in the comments saying, well, black women are the most obese. Man, shut your bitch ass up.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my bad. I ain't mean to press that. Man, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
The reason why we got so many out of shape men is because when you address them, Marie Jean, I'm talking about men. Marie Jean, where you at? Marie probably logged off, or she gonna stay silent anyway. But the reason why we got all these auntie built ass ninjas,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga,
is because when you address them, they start bitching and literally acting like a bitch, acting like a female. If a grown man is holding you accountable, telling you to get better, why are you bringing up women? Women have nothing to do with this conversation. We talk about women another day. That shit don't have nothing to do with you. And as long as men keep acting like this, they're going to continue to be built like that. And I bet you he built like...
No, did he, you know?
And I bet you he built like...
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Just imagine what that person who said that sounds like. I mean, what they look like.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Like, that's how this guy is built. But man, fellas, y'all got to stop getting emotional every time a guy holds you accountable about your health, about your body composition, about your physique. Get it together. We're not supposed to be built like fat women. We're not supposed to be built like aunties and grandmas, fellas. You can't do fucking 25 push-ups straight. And there's women out here that could do 25 push-ups straight. You so big, you can't do a pull-up. You a grown man and can't do a, not let alone, every man should be able to do at least 10 pull-ups. But your fat ass can't do one pull-up. And you mad at me for telling you you need to get in shape.
Somebody rate this on a fat scale for me. I know it might be a little fat, but how fat is it?
I'm just riding around eating a tomahawk steak in my front seat.
Ridiculous.
I mean, I tried to wait till I got home, but...
Why are you eating in the car? Unless you're eating because you're in a rush, you don't need to be eating in the car. And the fact that he's eating tomahawk steak in the car, he ain't in a rush nowhere. He's rushing home to watch TV. He's rushing home to goon. He's rushing home to get on OnlyFans. He's rushing home to DM BBWs. He's rushing home to watch his favorite sports team, knowing they work out, but he don't want to work out. I don't want to hear shit about sports. You watching your favorite athletes but won't step foot in the gym. You trashing athletes in their performance, but your ass can't do 20 push-ups straight. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Ridiculous, man. I'm sick of it, man. And they be the most out of shape motherfuckers in my comments. Talking crazy. Motherfuckers be, I tell black men to get in shape. Oh yeah, you hate black people. What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
No, you hate black people because you going outside representing black people like that.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You hate black people and you hate black men because you represent black men with that big ass pot belly looking pregnant.
Belly deli?
Your wife pregnant and y'all got the same belly size ass ninjas.
Belly deli?
I'm tired of it, man. No testosterone having ninjas. Y'all, and people be talking about, all I do is talk about women. No, I hold the men accountable too. This shit is crazy. And mad that a fit girl don't want you.
Nope.
You think she in the gym doing all this shit? She doing squats, deadlifts, leg press. She doing all this shit to come home. But when it's time for back shots, you got to lift your belly up on her. Sorry if your kid's watching, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry if you got kids around. I usually give a warning. She ain't in the gym to lift her belly up. You putting belly on her cheeks. You putting barbecue on her cheeks.
It's barbecue in there.
All right, let me chill, bro. Let me chill. Fellas, got to get it together. We're going to look at this one more time.
Somebody rate this on a fat scale for me. I know it might be a little fat, but how fat is it?
I'm just riding around eating a tomahawk steak in my front seat.
I mean, I tried to wait till I got home, but
yeah, fellas. I mean, fellas, this is cooked. Oh my bad, fellas, this is cooked.
Oh brother, this guy. Hey, yeah,
American men, man. We taking L's left and right. We taking L's left and right, and y'all just making it easy for Fit Ninjas. This shit is really crazy out here, man. Very big backish of you, Chris McDonald's, one time back in 2024. Hey, I'm going to be honest with y'all. We do care. Oh, that is hell to the no. Disgusting. You definitely a fat boy eating steak while driving. A whole tray for a cookout. Eating a steak with no utensils is crazy. Some of these ninjas need COVID to come back. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ninja couldn't wait till he got home. Oh, brother, who is this big backs buffoon? That's a lip smack away from a heart attack. He look like he has a poppable belly. I'm going to have to get that same. But wait, he's got a binge eating disorder. Marie, does he have a binge eating disorder, Marie? Marie, are you still on the podcast? Does he have a binge eating disorder? Was it caused from trauma? Let me know, Marie. A tomahawk steak and a foil pan on the passenger seat. People get real ignorant when food is involved. You know damn well he ate the first one before he started recording.
Nope.
There's bulking at all costs, then there's big backing at all costs. We see he chose the latter. Why he smacking like that? Oh, he's smacking like that because...
No Diddy, you know?
You should do a minimum 3 to 5 pull-ups, in my opinion. I agree. If you're a man built like you trying to be Greg Thee Stallion, I don't recommend this podcast at all. Smacking for Diddy is crazy. 10 pull-ups and 50 push-ups minimum. It definitely got to eat.
It got to eat.
I hate the loud chewing. He can pull up the Popeyes. He can pull up the Wendy's. He can even pull up the Burger King.
It's Burger King. It's Wendy's.
Probably order DoorDash when he gets home. That steak probably a road snack. Man. Eating out of Thanksgiving mac and cheese family pan.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
You know he go crazy at Thanksgiving. His back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Yuck. Back shots and belly. Nope. I got no sympathy for people that post nonsense like this. I ain't got no sympathy for them. Marie done with the violence for the night. Yeah, I'm going to be honest, yo. Marie sent some super chats. That's the only reason I ain't cook her. Respectfully. Because y'all know how I do with trolls. Let's get it. Don't come on here trolling. You're going to get cooked, ninja. Got to lift your belly up to give back shots. It's diabolical. Marie said...
How dare you?
Marie probably unsubscribed. Like, I can't watch it anymore. Can the pull-ups be assisted? Asking for a friend. Oh, no, Marie's here. Hey, hold on. Marie's still here. Give it up for Marie, man. Marie's still in the building. Hey. Yeah, Marie, we love that you're still here. First of all, that's solid protein for the day. Oh, Marie. Oh, see, Marie, I just gave you some props, Marie. Damn, Marie. First of all, that's solid protein for the day. And how am I supposed to know his mental health history? He's not bullying people online, unlike some people. Ah, Marie. Oh, you could have redeemed yourself, Marie.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Marie, you have a PhD?
I'm a PhD.
Okay. Marie, you got a PhD?
I'm a PhD.
Okay. Let me know. Are you a master? Do you have a master's?
You are watching a master at work.
You got a PhD or a master's?
I'm a PhD.
Okay. Let us know, Marie. Nah, bro. He got to lift his belly up and his ass clapping louder than hers when he give him back shots. Whoa.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, Brown Baldy's out of here. Brown Baldy's got to go, man. Marie's in the building. Marie, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Marie's still here. Marie got to add money for us to hear you. He looked like a 2025 IG trainer. You know, Ninja's on IG. Everybody a trainer now, bro. He's a Planet Fitness trainer. Marie did a drive by on you, thought she was gone and was talking shit. When you put yourself online, people can criticize content. That's facts. He don't have no mental illness. He just greedy, black, and clout chasing. Man, we hate to see it, man. We hate to see it, man. Wicked Scorpio, I'm not reading that. No, I'm in a JD program. People in the comments don't know what that is. Hey, Marie, you can come at me. You're not going to come for the people in the comments. Come on, Marie. You can come at me, but you're not going to come at the people in the comments. Come on, Marie. Come on. Joke on me. Come on, Marie. You meant law school, Marie. Uh-oh. You know what? Let's keep this episode going, man. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Marie may be an up-and-coming attorney, and that's fine. Listen, I don't think Marie is ignorant. I don't think Marie is uneducated at all. But Marie ain't doing this fitness shit like I'm doing it. Marie don't have the background in the shit I got. Respectfully, I don't do what you do. And if you did a podcast about being an up-and-coming lawyer, about your JD program, if you did an episode about that or a podcast about that, guess what? I'm not coming on there telling you what's right and what's wrong. Respectfully. Just because you're in the judicial system doesn't mean anything. Oh, Wicked Scorpio. You done got wicked started. Marie, I'm a PhD Baptiste living up to... Yo, wild, bro. All right, Marie, you could cook them now because they cooking you. You could cook them now, Marie. Marie using big words now. Marie, show us your back. All right, Marie. Marie, you say whatever you want now. They coming after you. I tried to save them. Tried to save the audience, but Marie, say what you got to say. Don't be getting your clients' football numbers. Oh, brother. Oh, man. What exactly is a JD program? All right. We still got more. All right, listen. You got to be careful with what trainers you listen to on Instagram. All right? So if you don't know what push-pull legs is, all right? Excuse me. That's a split people follow for their workouts. Push is push muscles, chest, shoulders, triceps, any pushing movement. People do that one day. The next day they'll do pull, rows, pull-ups, pull-downs, rows. I said rows already, curls. And some people even do RDLs on those days. And legs is obviously leg day. People do that, you know, they'll do push, pull legs, and they'll maybe do that twice a week. So you got 6 days of working out, or they'll add some other stuff to it. That's a common thing that people have been doing for years. I do it. But apparently, we got trainers online saying it doesn't work. Even strength coaches do that with their athletes.
Nope.
But we got trainers online saying that it doesn't work. So let's check it out, and we'll talk about it a little bit.
Yo, if you think you can build muscle in 2025 using the push-pull leg split, you're an absolute idiot. Science proves that using a full body workout is the way.
How's that been working out for you?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
If you're going to get online and criticize a split that people have been doing for years, bodybuilders, gen pop, professional athletes, college athletes, you better look like you know what the fuck you're talking about. You better not look like a random ass, scrawny, Hey Arnold built ass ninja.
Nope.
If you're going to talk about that. You got to really pay attention to these trainers and who's saying what. I mean, this is ridiculous for you to come on here and criticize push-pull legs.
Yo, if you think you can build muscle in 2025 using the push-pull legs...
And buddy, sound like he's 17 years old. You have no skin in the game, bro. What the fuck is you talking about? You have no skin in the game.
Split, you're an absolute idiot. Science proves that using a full body workout is...
There's no science to prove that.
...is the way.
How's that been working out for you?
Oh, brother. Listen, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
the reality is this, man. It don't matter what split you do. You need to do it consistently. Whatever split you decide to do, you need to do it consistently. That's how you're going to get results. Everyone wants to come online, prove something wrong, build their following, push some online training, push some bullshit. That's the play. It's out there now. It's no more hiding. You come on energy with bullshit, people are going to call you out. You're telling me there are professional athletes who do push-pull legs. There's literally my biomechanics certification. That's what they taught us. Push-pull legs. And they do injury prevention. And everything they have is backed up by science. And they'll pull out the literature to show you what the fuck they're talking about. Now push-pull legs is a problem. Be careful who you get your shit from the on the internet. This is why we the source. This is why we do what we do.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Do. And that's why I'm killing y'all on this episode today, man. Hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going. I mean, these trainers are insane, bro. These trainers are insane. Where we at, man? Excuse me. Bethany, I don't know. Maybe something to do with JD Vance. Frost, you're wild, bro. Yo, Frost is wild. It's not a program. It would be law school. Okay. I accidentally put the poodle, Ronis, but I remember the other day you mentioned you had a poodle. Okay, y'all. Put some bass in your voice before you talk to me. Exactly. Technically, that dude ain't telling no lies. The protocol is 6 times a week. Push-pull leg routine is trash. Full body's better. But I actually have the looks and strength to back it up. I mean, listen, bro, you're going to have people who do full body that, you know, have the look, have the results. You're going to have people who do push-pull legs, have the results. Even if there's science to prove it, I promise you, you can find science to disprove it as well. So do what works for you. Just do that shit consistently. I'm not cooking anyone. People will call the police on the people in the comments if they tried entering the high in places and elite academic institutions I exist in. I'm going to tell you this, though, Marie. And this is nothing against you personally, Marie. This is all love. Being in high-end academic institutions, having a 4.0 GPA, you know, that requires a skill set. And it requires a respectable skill set. But that doesn't make you smart in everything, in every aspect of life. It doesn't always make you smart in the real world. And I'm not trying to come at you personally, but I'm just saying, don't look down on people because they don't have the education that you have. Right? You're educated in that lane. You're educated in law. Right? You're in the JD program. Like I said, that's not my lane. But you might not be as educated in this lane. I've trained over 100 people. So when I come up with posts about mindsets, and I'm talking about how people think, and I'm talking about that they're really making excuses, I'm not just making shit up. I've been in a black community my whole life. I got black family, black clients, black teammates, black classmates, ninjas on the metro. Ninjas trying to fight. Ninjas in my DM comments every day. I got experience with ninjas and fitness. I think I know what I'm talking about more than most people. No disrespect to you. Why doesn't push-pull legs work? Why doesn't it work? Show me your evidence and peer review and results, then come at us, absolute idiot, to fuck this kid on. Yeah. As I said, you can find a scientific study to disprove anything nowadays. And you can come up with the opposite of that as well. So I mean, obviously science plays a role. Obviously, science means something. The research means something. But you gotta go with the real world results too. And real people and I'm not trying to hear that shit. I'm above it, but your podcast and videos interesting, although I hate to admit that. Thank you, Marie. See, you could be nice, Marie. Appreciate you. Push-pull legs can work, but compared to upper, lower, and full body, in my opinion, it's inferior. Listen, that's cool. Do what works for you. For me, it works perfectly, especially with my busy schedule. It works just fine for me. Look at Justin, not Bieber, giving advice. His workout routine looked like it has pronouns. Marie is not a hater, just some disagreement. Can't say about Skyview, though. Yeah, Marie cool, man. Marie cool with me, man. If Marie telling the truth, I'm happy for her, but that doesn't mean anything if you're not learning beyond what you went to school for. Marie getting spared today. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. Why does this Marie lady think she better than us? We got jobs and lives too and marriages too. LOL, like what that mean? That's what I said. Marie, that's great. I'm happy for you, but that does not make you better and more knowledgeable than us, especially in this area. Chris, I think the suspected troll is trying to waste your time, get you distracted away from your content and messaging. Listen, we the source. You can't get me distracted. We the source. You ain't going to get me off game, man. Listen, bro. Hold on. Real quick. We're going to continue the show in a second. Motherfuckers don't realize I've been doing this shit. The show's growing. I was doing this shit with zero live viewers and trolls in the comments. And I still was doing the show. Marie don't faze me, bruh. None of these trolls faze me. I love it. I love it. And I'm waiting for the next one to come in here and cook their ass. I'm waiting for the next one to come in here and cook their ass. Trust me, bruh. We still getting started, but I did built this shit out the trenches. A lot of y'all was around back then. Brown Baldy was around. Tasha, Steph. A lot of y'all was around back then, but nah, it's cool. Marie ain't nothing. I have a BS in molecular neuroscience, an MSc in biomedical science. One thing I learned is to never lead with academic achievement. Be open-minded to learn from others. Humble yourself, Marie. That's what I'm saying. Bro, you learn anything from anybody, bro. You learn something from an old head with no education. You can learn something. Real talk. People can be smart, but common sense ain't so common. Oh, this is a fitness podcast. But in all seriousness, old buddy in that video doesn't need to trash anyone's routine just to get his likes up. Yep. Yeah, Ron of the GOAT. Also, having your degree sure don't make you fitter neither. Just saying. Exactly. There's likely several highly educated people in this chat. What are we even talking about? Sucking that game's true because once upon a time I was fat with 2 degrees. Facts, bruh. Hey, we killing y'all today, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. We got one more video. This husband told his wife she need to get back in the gym. And let's check out her response. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Going to hurt some feelings, but my husband texts me today and he's like.
So the message says, no more missing the gym. Once I'm back, okay?
So, immediately I'm like, you know what? I have skipped the gym for 2 weeks. Like, my butt is usually like, bam, like firm. Mm-hmm. He must have noticed that my butt was getting a little tight. So he messaged me that. I'm not going to take that and be like, oh, my husband's such an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, you know what? I need to get my ass back in the gym. You need to be with somebody that's going to hold you accountable because there's too many women that get fat. There's too many men that get fat and comfortable in their relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they break up, they get all hot and shit. Like, no, you need to stay hot in your relationship.
Right.
Big facts.
And if your husband or your wife is going to tell you, you need to be able to handle some criticism.
Shout out to her, man. Shout out to her. And that's how you're supposed to respond when your wife, husband, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, family member, whoever the fuck, tells you that you got to get back on track and get it together. It's nothing to get sensitive about. It's the truth. And sometimes the truth is going to hurt, especially when it comes to your fitness and it comes to that big ass back.
Big back activity.
So don't feel some type of way because that person probably cares about you. And even me, I care about you too, even though I might be making some big back jokes.
Big back activity.
Some black women jokes.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yeah. I already told y'all about my client. She told her husband he ain't getting no buns if he don't get in the gym.
Nope.
He been in the gym, still in the gym. Now they working on their second baby. That's no cap. That is no cap. I swear, that's no cap. Promise you, true story, bro. Anyway, man, hey, we're going to get in these comments before we get up out of here. But like I said, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Best fitness podcast out. A lot of fat people had that Masters. Becky with the facts, iron sharper iron. She told no lies. Her husband wants her at her best. Bread or buns. Ayo. At least she didn't say, how dare you.
How dare you.
Big facts, man. Hey, man. Appreciate y'all, man. That was a good episode. And listen. Listen, Marie might be a troll. Marie might be a troll. That's cool, bro. It's cool. This ain't the first troll. You know I know how to handle trolls. And y'all gonna handle the trolls right there with me. So we good. His wife look like Mankind. Just stay fat. Yeah, bro. You gotta chill, bro. Anyway, man. Hey, go ahead. Hit the like button for your boy. I'm not a troll. What the fuck? Okay. That's cool. Listen, I'm telling you what they told me, that they said you was a troll. I ain't think you was a troll. I thought you was real. You sent the super chat, so I ain't think you was a troll. All right, Marie? Marie, I hope you stick around, man. You're going to love the show, Marie. You're going to love it. Then show us the back. Hey, look. Hey, who was on the show? Probably, it was last year, I think. It might have been 2 years ago. Who was on the show when it was me and Toon? This troll came in here. I got to cooking her ass. Then she started dropping her Instagram and changed her. She changed her YouTube profile picture to show us that she wasn't a big back. Marie, you might got to prove to us that you're not a big back, Marie. You might got to prove to us, Marie. Rhonda on demon time. She ain't lying. The same way you got them is the same way you got to keep them. Absolutely. We gonna come around soon enough, man. Yeah, I was there. And y'all remember Shelly was trolling? This was probably like at Christmas time. Shelly was trolling, and then Shelly came, was a regular member on the show. I don't know where Shelly been at. But yeah, man. Yeah, I was there. It wasn't at Tampa. No, it wasn't Tampa. It was a different girl. Yeah, Shelly. Yeah. No. It was a different girl. I think her name was like Diamond or something. But anyway, man. Nikki, was you here for Shelly? Nikki, you might not have been here for Shelly. Shelly was beefing with Spider-Mo. Yeah. Man, Shelly was on the show hitting the like button, commenting. If your significant other doesn't tell you to get your shit together, they don't love you. Absolutely. Shelly started getting in shape. Exactly. That's what we do on this episode, man. So anyway, man, like I said, another fire episode, man. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. The peasants in your comments are too much, and some of the women clearly are using you to substitute for the man they wish they had to lay up with all night. Yeah, see, Marie, I can't rock with you on that one, man. Can't rock with you there. Can't rock with you there, man. Have a great night, Marie. Have a great night, Marie. Hope to see you again. That was a low blow. And yeah, can't fuck with that one. Anyway, man. And cop you some Less Brunches, More Crunches gear. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com. You can cop the gear on any of these videos on YouTube, man. Got the link on the YouTube. And also... commercial fire. That commercial fire. Energetic Casey, what's good, my boy? I was late, but playback gang tomorrow during cardio. Yes, sir. Peasant is definitely crazy. She one of those woke holier than now chicks. Oh, we peasants now. Oh, my feelings hurt. Yeah, the peasants comment was crazy, bro. I forgot to mention I just played basketball for the first time days ago, and man, it was challenging. I know C. Marty would have definitely beat me. Bro, I can still hoop, but that shit be tearing my body up, my knees, ankles. That shit ain't no joke. Marie probably one of those fitness trainers who do not like you, Chris. Probably, man, listen, who knows? I probably see Marie today. Probably somebody I seen at the gym every day. They just don't fuck with me and won't say it to me in person. For the first time in 10 years, I met. I knew what you meant, bro. All right, Marty, see you, man. Yep. How dare you? Wicked Scorpion thought you was golfing or something. Hey, listen, man. We will be live again on Sunday. I don't know what time yet. In the evening, afternoon, evening. I'm hoping 5 o'clock-ish, 6 o'clock-ish, somewhere around there. But definitely appreciate y'all, man. And y'all know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again on Sunday. Catch the show. Please, please, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the page. Please share with a friend. And shout out to the Playback Gang. Make sure y'all do everything I just mentioned, Playback Gang. Y'all keep the show going. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Oh, I'm working on a new shirt for y'all. A new shirt coming out soon. Y'all going to love it. New shirt coming soon. Y'all going to love it. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all Sunday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.